DC Invest, Reggie Riley, Marcus Thomas. Welcome back. Welcome back. Episode 5, the Saturday Grind. Last episode or last show, we talked about coming to the meetup. All of you investors getting connected with us, with each other. Once you come to the meetup, we talked about our follow-up with you after that. And we wanted to elaborate on that a little bit more. So Marcus has one of our brochures that you can get at the meetup, showing several of the services that we offer to new and existing investors. There you go. Got it together.
I do.
And then I got it online, so it's on our website too, DCInvestLLC.com. Instagram at DCInvestLLC.
You had an underscore in there or something?
Nah, no Instagram.
I thought somebody else had at DC Invest LLC.
No,
they had at DC Invest.
That's why we had to stick to LLC.
At DC Invest. That's right. That's right.
So make sure you're following the right one at DC Invest LLC. So we just wanted to go through some of the services that we offer and why they are important. So if you want DC Invest website, it's services, it's just at the top, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm already on that page. Click services and bring it to you. So the first one we have here is coaching call packages.
There you go.
And we just talked about most people may not even know what a coaching call is.
So, right? I mean, we could describe it. I mean, right here it says it for your first one. I mean, for new investors that are not sure where they want to take their business, discuss your vision and all the opportunities available for you in this market and the best way forward. I mean, I mean, it describes it. It's kind of crazy. I never paid attention that we described it right there. But that's definitely something that we offer. And the first one's free.
Yeah.
The first one, and it's kind of crazy. The first one is always so impactful. It's crazy. And people are like, oh, my God, I never thought about that. But then don't come back for more. Yeah. So it's still, but we got it.
Well, you kind of get two because Alex will call you.
Yeah.
That's a version of a coaching call,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then you can schedule another coaching call.
Yeah, well, you are.
Well, yeah, with me or you. And so that's that. Then we got different packages if you want it ongoing. But
definitely. And let's not get it twisted too, because it's not just new investors. I think that might be part of the problem too. Some of our presentations sometimes are elementary. That right. Maybe an advanced person may not understand how we can help them too. So I think even coming in at any level, we can be of assistance. And it might just be we barter resources.
Yeah. Well, what I've seen with more advanced people or investors that have done more deals is that they have something very specific they want to do.
Yeah, no doubt.
Or they need help with a problem.
Yep.
Help me with this problem right now. So like a call I got this morning, turns out the guy and I had connected a couple years ago. He was like, man, I'm working on this project, Columbia Heights. We just had to fire the contractor. Can you come take a look at it?
Yes, we can.
I was like, yes, we can. He was like, well, I just deal with the financial side of it. My sister manages it. Can you call her? And so we're trying to set a time now.
Yeah, let's do that. And that leads right into the project management piece. You know, we offer project management. Bang. 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 Project management. I mean, that's the one thing that we have in-house that's probably one of the most beneficial pieces. Number one, it's not super expensive. Number two, we work within your budget as best we can. But number three, we're going to make sure that we direct you to sell. Well, we direct you towards whatever you want to do. So if you say you're doing a BRRRR, you're doing a buy, renovate, refinance, and rent, then we're going to help you finish the project that way so that you can get the right amount of money in your loan, it'll appraise properly, you'll get the right amenities in the property so that your tenants don't dog the house, things like that. If it's a flip, we're going to make sure we're directing you to sell. We're going to do everything in that house from a project management standpoint and govern it so that it sells the way it's supposed to sell. So I think that's a piece that a lot of people miss. Like you think, oh, you hire a contractor, then that's it. No, you want to make sure you're in position to exit the way that you intended. Mm-hmm. And if you can't, you have other exit strategies that'll still be beneficial to you. And that's the good plus to our project management.
So to that point, property on Potomac, the contractor has the plans and he's just building according to the plans.
Right.
Every bathroom has a picture of a tub in the plans.
Yep.
But you're not going to put that in your master.
That's right.
So we walk in it, and I'm like, nah, we need some stand-up showers in a couple of these joints with nice tile work, et cetera. He's like, oh, well, that's a change order. I'm like, it don't matter. Yeah. Like, you need to, and this is project management, semi-pro bono, because it's combined with some other services, right? But That was case in point. Like, you got to sell this. Don't nobody want a master with a little shallow tub.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? One sink. I'm like, we got to get two sinks in here, even if it's a 40-inch.
Yep.
That's like the smallest, right?
No, you can get a 38.
38, okay. Yep. I was close.
Yep.
So, you know, from that perspective, it's all about, like, what's going to sell. So then, that was a couple months ago. So today I'm at the property this morning, and they talking about, so they pretty much have done MEPs, and they about to call for final.
Closing.
I'm sorry, closing.
Yep.
And so I'm like, the lady.
Owner.
The owner. Uh-huh. It's a husband and wife.
Yep.
So the wife says, well, I think we should move this wall because, you know, when somebody's putting their furniture in here, something. And I was just like, how much is that moving that wall going to cost? Because it had plumbing going up it. Mm-hmm. It had, like, electrical coming through it already.
Yeah.
He was like, you could tell he just didn't want to do it.
The contractor didn't.
The contractor.
Yeah, that tell you something.
And he was just
when the
like,
contractor don't want to charge you some money, that tells you something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like.
Because otherwise he'd be like, oh, we can do that.
Yeah, yep. Yep.
Yeah, so he's just like, I don't know. I would have to get with my electrician and get with this. Mm. And so I was just like, just don't do it. She's talking about where furniture going to go.
I'm
like,
that.
A stager is going to come in here and put the furniture
and tell
and
them
make
what
it
to
look
do.
Desirable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to tell you where to put your furniture.
Yeah. So like that wall didn't need to be moved. And it was just, then there was another space that they could get creative with. And we just go back and forth with ideas. So, yeah, man, that project management, I really like that part. I actually got a proposal out on a pretty big one in Columbia Heights right now.
I mean, dog, we got to do it. I mean, if you think about how we've always done it for ourselves, we used to hate when you would come out because we already agree on the floor plan, we get plans done, and all that. You want to change the whole damn thing. But at least MEPs wasn't done yet. I give you that. At least we were still in framing.
And I was thinking about it from a sales perspective.
You think you're doing it to sell.
Not a lived-in perspective.
And then you figure when I'm operating in that capacity, when I'm on site from a construction standpoint, I'm looking at just trying to get it done. So you got to come in and say, okay, I looked at comps here. We need to change these things. But that is what we do. We can keep you on budget, but also make sure we drive towards the vision.
Yep, drive toward the vision. All right, so that takes us to the next one I see on here. Startup business package. So that's where we need to include what we talked about last episode with the business cards and actually getting your LLC.
Yep.
So you can effectively network more effectively.
Yep.
In that business package, with our business startup package, we provide a full range of services to support your real estate investment dreams. From business strategy coaching calls to LLC setup, property walkthroughs, specific real estate trainings, and access to our VIP buyers list.
VIP, baby.
It is our goal to set you up with the tools for success. Having one source for all of your startup needs means you will develop a relationship with the people that understand this market and help your business as it grows.
Which market is it?
This market.
I like that one.
Included. You get a couple of business strategy coaching calls. Takes us back to the coaching calls. LLC setup, all the documents that correspond with having your LLC set up correctly. We walk you through the six critical documents when it comes to dealing with a general contractor for your construction projects. Give you a free little real estate vocabulary book. You get one-on-one training of running comps and calculating your ARV. And you get a cold call coaching session. And that can be geared towards either calling motivated sellers or calling potential private money lenders.
So basically, you don't know what to do.
Holla.
You want to start up business. You want to start your business up. You don't know how you're going to get your money. You don't know how you're going to form your company. You don't know how to talk to people. You know who to call, where to get leads. You don't know nothing. We set it up for you.
Yep.
We set it up for you, but you have to be willing to commit, though.
Mm-hmm.
They got to be willing to commit. Don't just say, okay, here's some money, set it up for me, and I'm going to sit back and chill. Because I'm going to call you out in the meetup and say, man, you ready to roll. How come you're not getting no cards?
Right.
So we definitely got to, but it's, again, think if we think back to where we started, nobody told us how to start up a business. Man, we used to drive out Baltimore.
Drive out Baltimore.
Stand in line. Because you couldn't do it online. You had to drive out Baltimore, stand in line, fill out your company name, do all that. Hopefully, it's still available.
Hopefully, your name's still available.
Yeah, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, or somebody didn't abandon it or something like that. And then you got to pay, and you can only pay by check or money order.
Check or money order.
Who carries checks?
Then do you want expedite and wait for it?
Yeah, and then you want expedite and wait for it.
And this is before smartphones became smart. So all you could do is like regular texting.
Yeah, that's it.
Maybe.
Barely that. Text.
Some fake internet on your phone.
Yep.
Text only internet or something.
Yep. And then you can't use your phone in the office.
Yeah, yeah.
So you gotta step outside. So it's just challenges people. You think it's, but those are the things that make people walk out.
Mm-hmm.
Say, man, I ain't doing, I gotta do all this to start a business. Yes, you do.
You used to see the terminals to be like the old like library.
Yeah.
Scan and look at the document type system.
Yeah, what do you call that? Microfit.
Yeah. Then you see a couple of dudes in courier outfits, bicycle dudes.
Because they out there expediting, setting up companies, man. But we save you from all that, basically. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about going to Baltimore and setting up a company and being there all day.
Or going to D.C. and setting up
your
company.
Oh, my God. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
Paying $25 for parking.
Yeah.
Baltimore, you just get a ticket for $10 or something, so it ain't that bad. But yeah, man. I mean, we help you do all of that, and
then we got the new membership program.
Gotta have that,
right? So that's for people that are for investors that are don't have access to a lot of funds,
right?
But still want to like put forth their best effort. They do have resources in terms of time, so we steer that towards like the wholesaling, the assignment of the contract route, just getting in contact with motivated sellers, and we have a program for that, which includes a lot of stuff from these different packages, like cold calls, access to our enterprise deal machine software, and some other things on here that we have too. So there's that. Is that on the website? Do you know?
That's its own page.
Oh, snap.
You never seen the landing page?
The membership.
Man, I don't have like a, I don't know. This is more sophistication than I'm used to. But this is nice. Then we got a la carte services. A la carte services. Design consultations, deal evaluations, potential lender. So this is all just like your deal is pretty much going smooth. You just got one thing that's jacked up.
Yep.
And you need help with. Or it's about to start and you need something to help it, like help you acquire that property. Or make sure you not about to lose your butt on it. The membership.
The membership.
That's your title, right?
Yep.
Oh, we got video. Who on here? I'm on here?
DT.
Oh, I thought it was me.
You haven't recorded the video yet.
Oh, we'll do that. We'll do that this week. Boom. So you get that 30-minute coaching call. Deal Machine membership on our enterprise version. We do have the webinars monthly for that. I'm trying to get the team to agree to semi-monthly. Added to our preferred buyers list, access to our preferred buyers list also if you got a deal that you found outside of our program. Book of the month, and we were adding something
MLS.
We talked about Friday.
MLS,
sir. Access to the true MLS. You have access. That is an additional cost, but you do have access to the true MLS. You don't have to go through a wannabe.
Which is the
MLS. You know how to use Zillow.
That's the most important piece to the business.
It really is. That's the most important piece of software.
If you don't understand what that means to be able to see what the realtor see, what the appraiser see, what the inspector see, you need that. You need that. That's what puts you a step ahead. Versus just waiting for something to come in your email to take some action.
Yeah.
You need MLS all day.
MLS. Other than the sites I'm on all day, Bank of America.
Yeah, all day.
Well, email, Bank of America, MLS, Zone. Google.
Google Maps.
Zoning, Google Street View.
Florida.
I say what?
No.
One of them Googles. Yeah, zoning. Those are tools you need, man. Those are definitely tools you need. So some of the webinar topics that we talk about, negotiating with sellers, building a team, how to raise money, stuff that we talk about in the meetup, but on a more of a one-on-one basis. I mean, there's more people on the Zoom call, but still less than what's at the meetup. Hopefully we grow that number, though. Then we'll definitely have to have them semi-monthly. Working with contractors, know your deal, much, much more. You want to learn how to make money. You want to learn top wholesaling strategies, coaching, accountability. You want to know how we run our business. No monthly commitment. So definitely check that out on the website.
Yeah, it is a monthly
commitment.
Yeah. We changed that.
It's 3 months.
No contract monthly commitment, though. What? What is it?
There is a monthly commitment of 99.
Of 99. I know.
There's no...
Oh, I meant no contract.
It is for 3 months. It's minimum 3 months now.
To get
the coaching call. Because you already got the free one with him, and then the free one with one of us, and then you're going to be on the webinar. So, nice, man.
I know you could edit this. I didn't know that the dude that dropped out by him had cancer. Did you pay attention to that? That was him.
Had, but not has.
Yeah,
that's him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Stage four.
Yeah, he sat in the front.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he said he beat
him.
He
was in the back.
Want to use it as a platform.
It's the way to do it, man. Mm-hmm. It'll get you there.
So that's that, man. And then we got the normal. We can finance your deal.
Yep.
Wherever it is, whatever type of deal it is. And if you're local to D.C., Maryland, or Virginia, we can definitely help you acquire that property and sell that property.
Yes, sir.
And rent and manage that property through one of our sponsors. And, I mean, we like a one-stop shop, man.
Yep. Like Royal
people just got to stop.
Or Wawa or something.
And shop.
That's it.
They come to the meetup. That's window shopping.
Yeah.
You just got to. I need that right there. Mm-hmm. That'll get me over the hump. So
come and get
just
it.
Just wanted to introduce you guys to some of the services that we have. It all starts with that coaching call. We definitely got other ones too, like help rollovers and all. It's a bunch, man. It's almost too much.
Plethora is the word.
Plethora.
Yeah.
Yep. So a trough. That's kind of sloppy.
Cornucopia.
Cornucopia sounds like a destination of paradise.
Like, that was like a TV show or something a couple years ago.
What does it mean, though?
A lot.
It just means a lot? We got to say diverse, though.
Mucho. We got mucho servicios. Speak Spanish in here, too. Bilingual. Well, we 1.5 lingual.
1.5 lingual. Yep. So that's that, man. Come check us out. Meetup is March 26th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Greenbelt, Maryland, 7 o'clock. Get there by 6:30, 6:45 to get a drink ticket. We'll see you there.
That's it. Let's
do
it.
That's it.
Let's go.
Later.